Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Among U.S. college freshmen who plan to major in science or engineering, 1 in 5 requires remedial math courses, according to the National Science Foundation. It's no wonder that enrollment by American students in graduate science and engineering programs has dropped 10% since 1994. The consistently high performance of Singapore and Japan on international math tests has spurred some U.S. school districts to import math curricula from those countries. Singapore's elementary school curriculum teaches math much more thoroughly and trains students to develop significantly better computation skills. Both rote learning and visual tools are important in the Singapore approach. By grades 7 and 8, the pupils are doing high school-level algebra. The North Middlesex, Massachusetts School District began using a Singapore curriculum in 2000, and it's already producing better test scores. On the other hand, most public schools use trendy, non-rigorous math curricula. Let me tell you about one of the most ridiculous math courses. In the Boston suburb of Newton, Massachusetts, the math test scores dropped for several years, and administrators were puzzled. It turns out that in 1999, the district adopted what they called an anti-racist multicultural math curriculum. The new top priority for teaching math was defined as respect for human differences. Here are the curriculum guidelines for this mathematics course. Consistently analyze experiences and the curriculum for bias and discrimination. Take effective anti-bias action when bias or discrimination is identified. Work with people of different backgrounds and tell how the experience affected them. Now, what in the world does all that have to do with learning mathematics? With those priorities for a math curriculum, it's no wonder the Newton students are falling behind in math.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says you know you're in trouble when your wife starts charging you rent.
I sure feel good.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of good, points of view, points of something anyway. Everybody should have a few good points, I guess. But anyway, I just got off the telephone talking with my number one son, who is a financial advisor, certified. I mean, top dollar kind of a guy. And I called to ask what the yield on a 10-year treasury note was. Not that I was going to buy one, but I was going to talk a little bit about finances today. And I said, you know, I said, this dollar just keeps slipping. And he says, that's a good thing. And I said, it's not the way I see it. Now, you know, I don't always agree with my kids, and they don't always agree with me. But this dollar just continues to fall. Now, the reason he says it's a good thing, he said that's going to create more exports because the dollar is worth less compared to these foreign currencies, and therefore our products will sell better in these other countries than they would if we had a high-priced dollar. Well, for whatever it's worth, the dollar continues to drop, and as it does, I don't know, we've talked about this before, but a reserve currency is what we like to have a lot of, and we have none of. But a number of these banks around the world say that they're diversifying their currency holdings, and they're not going to be buying dollars anymore, not at least at the rate they have in the past. They're going to be selling some of their dollars. Now, let's look at how fast these other countries utilize our cheap dollar. The goods deficit with China increased nearly 7%. Now, I said deficit increase. That means they continue to sell us more than they buy from us, right? Total exports to China, exports, this is what we send China, fell 21.2% in the month of January. It dropped $2.6 billion in a 30-day period. Goods deficit with Canada increased 26.5%. We're talking about the deficit increasing 26.5%. We did have a deficit with Canada the month before at $4.9 billion. This month it was $6.2 billion. Exports to Canada dropped from $16 billion down to $15.6 billion. In other words, we're buying more from them. We're buying less. They're buying less from us. The goods deficit with the European countries fell 21.36%. America's weak dollar policy shows very little signs of helping the trade deficit, is the point that we're talking about here. Now, let's look on a little further. For whatever it is worth, many of these countries, Japan, China, Hong Kong, South Korea, Taiwan, They hold our treasury securities. In other words, they buy our money markets. They buy our T-bills. In order to keep this money in the United States, the Fed's going to have to pay more interest. Japanese country's central bank says it's shifting its huge reserve out of dollars and treasury securities. South Korea's planning to move some of its reserve holdings out of dollars and into other currencies. Tomorrow, the Fed, Federal Reserve System, Alan Greenspan, is going to hold a meeting, and they're probably going to raise interest. The only way that we can keep this money in this country and keep this country from literally going broke is to raise the interest rates. I have with me today our good friend and colleague, Craig Smith. He's a financial expert with Swiss America. Craig, it's good to have you again as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, Derry, it's good to be back with you. And, boy, I'll tell you, you have done your homework. I'm looking at a printout before me, and you're to the penny. So it's amazing that you've got these numbers put together.
I've probably got the same printout you have, Craig.
Well, I'm telling you, you are right on the button. Mine's from the Treasury Department, so.
No, mine's not. But anyway, someone else did some work for me, I guess.
Well, it's right. And, you know, what's concerning me about it, Derry, and, of course, concerning the rest of the economists, and that's why I made the front page of Newsweek last week, the incredible shrinking dollar, which, by the way, was a report that we did 6 months ago that we offered on your program.
Really?
Almost identical to what they had in Newsweek.
Did they give you credit for it?
Nah, you know how that works, Derry. You know, they never give you credit for anything you do that's right. They only give you credit for things you do that's wrong. But what we're concerned about, and you hit on it, and it's so critical that Americans hear this, if the dropping, because your son's right, the dropping dollar traditionally makes our imports more attractive overseas, and that can give us what's called an export expanding economy, which would be very healthy for America. But here we devalued the dollar to increase the exports, and just the opposite has happened. We're actually selling less products overseas, importing more products, and that's the double whammy, and that's where the real problem lies.
Now, why is it not working? Does NAFTA and GATT have something to do with that?
You know, Derry, I imagine it has to some extent. I wish I could answer the question. Even Alan Greenspan and some of the great economists of our time can't understand why this is happening. That's why he said in his congressional testimony the other day, he said, we're in unmapped territory. We've never had this happen before, and we're not quite sure how to respond to it. So he's going to respond to it exactly what you said in your opening dialogue, and that was that we're going to have to raise interest rates to make dollars more attractive to hold, which is not good news for the home builders, not good news for people that are buying new cars and new houses. And about the only people it's good for are people that are on fixed return incomes in their investments. So it's troubling to Alan Greenspan, and it's frightening when you see what I consider to be an economic genius like Alan Greenspan scratch his head and say, this is a phenomena we just don't understand.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. It gives you the air. like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartobites.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
We have returned, visiting today with Craig Smith, talking about this trade deficit that we have and how many of the foreign countries, and we're talking about some of the biggies here, China, Hong Kong, South Korea, Taiwan, Japan, wanting to cash in some of their dollars, maybe trade them for euros. And it's going to affect us. Now, the only way we can keep that money in this country is to raise interest rates. Craig, when I was just a little kid, I'm going back into the 1930s and 40s, I remember that my grandfather had what we called these, You clipped bonds. You know what I'm talking about.
Sure, coupons.
Coupons, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were paying 2%. And he'd bought those back right during the heart of the Depression. Today, interest on a passbook, something like that, isn't even 2%. It isn't even 1% at some banks. So I also can remember very well back in the 80s when interest hit 21%. Now, can Alan Greenspan do anything to slow this move of dollars out of this country by raising interest rates 0.25% per quarter or whatever it is each time they meet?
You know, I love the questions you ask, Terry, because sometimes there's just no answers for them. Probably not.
I don't think he can either.
Yeah, probably not, only because, see, he's walking on the edge of a razor blade, Derry. If he raises rates too quick, he knows he's going to kill the stock market. The stock market's off 88 points today. It's back down to 10,500. It was getting ready to crest 11,000. Matter of fact, local TV stations sent cameras up the day that it got close and said, we want to interview you about 11,000 Dow on the ABC affiliate. I said, pack your stuff, it ain't going to be this week. And, of course, now it's back off 500 points from that level. On the other hand, if he doesn't raise rates, as you said, Derry, this dollar is going to continue to drop. We now have signals from South Korea, as you pointed out, when they signaled that they were going to start, you know, lightening up on some of their dollar deposits, the dollar dropped like a lead weight, and they had to come out with a statement that said, no, that's a rumor, we're not really doing it. But we know for a fact that the foreign banks are lightening up on their dollar deposits because they have to, Derry. This would be like me saying to you, hey, Derry, I understand you're running 200 head of cattle on your ranch. Well, guess what? Beef prices are getting ready to drop 30%. What would you do with those cows?
Yeah, this has happened, and I wouldn't bet it that that isn't in the process of happening as we speak.
Well, but my point is you'd either hedge your bet in the future market against your herd, or you'd sell your cotton-picking herd. I mean, you wouldn't sit there and take a 30% drop. I mean, and this is the problem that Americans are caught in. If they stay in stocks and bonds, and you know me, Derry, I don't tell people to sell all their stocks and bonds. I believe you should be diversified. You should have stocks, bonds, cash, real estate, gold. You should have a number of different areas. But if you stay in them, you could lose.
Hey, let's take another break.
We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Craig, can you remember how fast interest went up during the 1980s, and why did the feds push it like that?
Oh, I can remember it very well, Derry. I got caught in it.
Well, I did too, but I can't remember if they jumped at a half a point or a whole point or how.
No, there were several Fed meetings where it was raised a point and a half. We saw an increase of rates up to as high as 22%. And that was, you know, of course, for people that had lousy credit, but it started around, and I'm trying to do this from memory, Derry, but it started back in the probably 77, 78 when rates started to climb out of the single digits. And then by 80, January of 80, we had 22% interest rates. And many times the interest rates are raised a point and a half per meeting. And you got to remember what Alan Greenspan was trying to do, was trying to stop runaway inflation at that particular time.
You know, I don't remember inflation being that bad, do you?
Yeah, inflation was 16% at its high. The average was 13%. You got to remember, this is when Ronald Reagan came in, 1979. America was taken hostage by Iran. The Russians invaded Afghanistan. There was that was actually the first oil shock, really, when you think about it. I mean, the first one was 1970-71, but this was a real significant oil shock because of all the fighting in the Middle East. The world was in chaos. I mean, we had this when gold went up to $850.
Right, that I remember.
And silver went to $50 an ounce. So do I think those scenarios will happen again? No, because we now have circuit breakers in the stock market. We now have the presidential plunge protection team. He has a fancier name for it. I think it's called the President's Council on Market Control Methods or blah, blah, blah. We call it the plunge protection team, that whenever the Dow gets, you know, drops too hard, they kick in the circuit breakers and just stop the trading.
Well, doesn't the Fed actually stiffen up the market with money?
Yes, absolutely. That's one thing that the Fed has been very good about, and I'm not sure it's healthy for the long-term future of the country, and that is every time the Dow takes too big of a drop in order to stabilize the market, the Fed will make huge amounts of money available to the investment banking houses that will then go back in the market and buy these stocks, which stops the slide. If you notice today, there are three big mergers, Derry, on the street. The biggest of them is obviously Barry Diller buying Ask Jeeves, a dot-com portal, for $2 billion, Derry. $2 billion. Now, the last time this happened was when we saw Time Warner, a tremendous property, a tremendous name, bought AOL. And what did it do to Time Warner? It destroyed Time Warner. So we're seeing merger and acquisitions happening again on the street, and I got to tell you, the people that I speak to, and I'm not an alarmist. I don't believe that anything's going to fall apart overnight. But I got to tell you something: the world is very concerned about this dollar and about activity in general because we fuel the world's economy. If America is in bad shape, we're going to drag the world down with us. Subsequently, if we're in good shape, the world's in good shape. And right now, China and Japan, who have used the economic model of export-driven expansions, which we want to do versus being a consumer-driven expansion, are not going to release the lock that they have, evidenced by the fact that the Chinese won't allow the yuan to float, the lock on these markets. So something's got to give somewhere. Derry, $57 a barrel for oil today. Our gas prices, the cheapest gallon of gas you can buy in Phoenix, Arizona right now is $2.11 for unleaded gas. We just got reports Southern California $2.62 and New York City $3.13 a gallon.
Read those again. In Phoenix, it's $2.11, California $2.62, and in New York, it was how much?
$3.13 for foot, and that's for full serve unleaded. Okay, that, you know, they'll come out and wash your windshield
yeah.
and everything. Okay, so you figure take 30 cents off of that for if you pumped it yourself. So $2.83. Okay, those prices are not only there, Derry, they're going higher. We just smashed through a record of wholesale price of gasoline. Unleaded at the wholesale level is $1.60 a gallon. It's an all-time record. It's intended to go higher. Now we're starting to get in the summertime where you go to summer blends in California, Arizona, a lot of western states. That raises the price of gasoline. And every penny increase at the pump drains $38 million worth of buying power out of the marketplace. We've had a 24-cent increase in gasoline over the last year, Derry. I mean, people forget, in 2001, crude was $17 a barrel. Today, it's $57. Derry, that's $40 more a barrel.
Right, and we were capping our wells in Kansas and Oklahoma and New Mexico and Texas and Arizona. Go ahead.
It's insane. And I mean, you know, Ecuador and Gabon, which are two great oil producers, which dropped out of OPEC years ago because they saw the ridiculous monopoly that they were playing with oil. How come we're not go back in Ecuador negotiating with them and down in Gabon negotiating with them saying, hey, we'll take your oil? How come we're not sitting down with Vicente Fox saying, look, you're sending us all your stinking illegal immigrants, at least send each one of them with a barrel of oil, for Pete's sakes.
I tell you what, it's a deal now, but I was not aware that one penny on the gas pumps means $38 million every time they raise it a penny that's not going to be in the rest of the market. Craig, it's that time of the hour, and
this
for whatever
is the
it
is. Gary Bronfield Show.
Well, I was going to give Craig his 3-minute break. Go ahead, Craig.
Hi, this is Craig Smith with.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
And I guess the one thing that makes it so enjoyable to work with the team at the Common Sense Coalition is just what their title is, Common Sense. It doesn't take a rocket scientist nowadays to figure out what's going on in this economy. $57 a barrel oil, $2 plus a gallon in gasoline, diesel's going through the roofs, farmers are being squeezed, the government is totally out of control, and so is society. I mean, nowadays we're fighting for the lives of people like Terry Schiavo, and we've got situations where child murderers are given more rights than the average person on the street. But yet, while all these social changes are occurring, there's something happening in the underbelly of the world, if you will, economically. We're finding out that a shrinking dollar has more devastating impact on the markets than we thought. We're finding out that debt and deficit elimination is virtually impossible. We're finding out that Social Security needs our immediate attention. We're finding out that possibly our liberties could be lost, maybe found again, but then lost again. The bigger question is, how do we as Americans address these problems? Well, about 3 weeks ago, I sat my team down at Swiss America and I said, enough of talking about the problem, let's come up with the answers. And we put together our latest 36-page full-color magazine entitled Economic Solutions for the 21st Century. What we did was we brought some of the greatest minds that we could find in the world today together. John Wagoner from the USA Today, Richard Russell from the Dow Theory Letter, Kevin Lipton from Beverly Hills, the Wall Street Journal. Oh, gosh, I could go on and on. The Von Mises Institute. And we asked them their opinions of what's going on in the world and, more importantly, how should the average American address those issues. If you call today, 800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646, and mention Derry Brownfield or the Common Sense Coalition, we'll send you a complimentary copy of this beautiful magazine. It'll be something you want to keep on your coffee table. It literally, the cover of it is a work of art. But more importantly, it will give you the truth about what's happening in the world today and how you can best provide for your family during these times of economic concern. Look, the end of the world is not here yet, unless the Lord's decided so. But in the meantime, we need good, solid answers and solutions to address these problems. So call today, 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. Mention Derry's name, and the newsletter will be on its way to you immediately.
Talk about this falling dollar. You know, I can remember so well, and maybe that's part of my problem, is that I remember so well. But I was on my honeymoon in 1956, and we were in New York City and then went up to Niagara Falls. But while we were in New York City, we took one of these Gray Line tours. I'm sure you've been on those things. And one of the things that they pointed out was the Millionaires Club. And there was a building at that time in New York City, and you had to be a millionaire in order to join. And you could see people sitting around in a big open area. And the bus driver says, well, if you've never seen a millionaire, look, you can see a millionaire in there. Well, you know, most of us back in those days had never seen a millionaire.
You bet.
Now we have...
Very scarce.
Now we have billionaires.
Derry, here's what's interesting. Forbes magazine just came out with the billionaires. They added more billionaires this year than ever in the history since Forbes has been tracking it. And they asked them the reason why. And they said, it turns out it takes less euros, less yen, less German marks, less British pounds in the dollars to become a billionaire. And they used the reason why so many more billionaires were created were not because of great ideas, not because of new inventions, not because of great profits made, but because it takes less of the currencies of many of these people to become billionaires. Isn't that frightening?
Here's another thing that's frightening to me. You'll have people in business that run a business, or you'll have farmers, people that own land, and you get out their net worth statement, and they're millionaires. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
You look at the land values. Land values keep increasing, and on paper, they're millionaires. But yet, they can't afford to trade pickup trucks.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, we and this is where, at Swiss America, we've always had our beef with the public. People think that just because you have a piece of paper that says you're worth X amount of dollars doesn't mean you're worth X amount of dollars.
Not unless you sell out.
You bet. And that's why we have always advocated that 10 to 15% of your money be in some form of gold. But look, gold goes up and down, and prices go up and down, and, you know, we've had, like you reported in one of your commercials, we had an area of the market. It's one isolated area of the market. Of course, we want to play up the one that made the most, but it went up 230%. Those are documented numbers. It went up twice in value. It happened to be silver dollars. Not all areas did. Some areas went up, some areas went down. But we believe that when you own gold or you own coins, Derry, you physically hold them in your hand and you know you have something of wealth. You don't have to depend on somebody else to make. In other words, if you have Citigroup stock, for example, it's your asset, but it's somebody else's liability. So it's only as good as the other person's ability to perform.
You know, another thing, let's talk about those net worth statements a minute, because I'm an expert on net worth statements. It's kind of a funny story, and I won't go into it today, but my net worth tripled one day because the banker just moved a number on the on the statement.
Should have cashed out, buddy.
That's right. But you got to find somebody that wants it at that price to cash it out, see? But the point I want to make is, and I don't care whether you've got stocks, bonds, whatever on the net worth statement. It can be gold coins that you have on your net worth statement. Doesn't make any difference. The bank wants you to have a good net worth statement in order to loan you money.
Now, and you think about it. The only time you need to borrow money is when you don't have it.
That's right. But you've got this net worth statement, okay? And they say, okay, you've got a $150,000 net worth or something like that. What they don't take into account is that you have to sell that in order to call it that much money.
That's
and they don't take into account your federal and your state taxes.
No,
see,
right.
So you could have stocks and bonds, whatever. And you sell them out, and then the government steps in here and says, my gosh, you bought those stocks back in 1970, and that Walmart, it split five or six times since then, and you owe us half of what you got for it.
You better believe it. You're going to pay 20% long-term capital gains, and the number one enemy of investment, Derry, is taxes. You always have to plan against taxes. See, that's why municipal bonds and some of those tax-free items or tax-deferred items are so critical to a portfolio. That's one of the beautiful part about coins. You know, that there is no reporting at the time of purchase or at the time of sale. That's why, look, it's your responsibility to accurately report your taxes to the federal government. We don't believe in avoiding taxes. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, avoiding taxes, I should say evading taxes. You should use every possible deduction you have to avoid paying taxes, but you should never evade taxes. The bottom line is coins give you a great opportunity to do that. And I hate to be focused on my product because that's not what I'm trying to do here, but I'm trying to show people that there's more than just stocks and bonds. And we've been sold this bill of goods, Derry, to believe that what a piece of paper say, you put it so perfectly, so simply, a piece of paper just because it says you're worth $150,000 doesn't mean you're worth $150,000. And I quite frankly, Derry, believe that those pieces of paper have given us a false sense of security that if, Lord forbid, we need to tap on it, we may all be up in for a rude awakening.
What does this new bankruptcy reform bill going to do?
Well, I got to tell you something. I like it, and I know I'm not very popular saying that. I like it because it makes people more personally responsible. I think the bankruptcy laws in this country were way too loose. Now, I know they were found from the Bible under the laws of the year of Jubilee, and I believe that bankruptcy should be granted to people that truly need a fresh start. At the same token, I know for a fact that I can tell you one particular gentleman who charged up till the day he filed his bankruptcy. Terry was charging video cassette recorders and all kinds of stuff, basically laughing, knowing he was going to be able to keep it and never pay for it. Bankruptcy laws needed reform. And I think that everybody's saying they did it to protect the credit card companies. Well, should you be allowed to go out and run a credit card up? And I know the other side is, well, hey, the credit card company sent us this stuff. So it's personal responsibility, Derry. And look, I know the Brownfield household is run on personal responsibility. That's where the government should be running. That's where every American should be running. But we don't.
You know, I was looking at some of this information on this credit card debt and bankruptcy bill, but I haven't studied it. I've just looked at some of the summaries that have been coming from this. But the bankruptcy reform bill forces people who don't qualify for complete discharge of their debt under Chapter 7 to be forced into Chapter 13.
Right.
But then it goes on. Another bill that would have placed a ceiling, get this, a ceiling of 30% on the interest credit card companies could charge was soundly defeated.
Which is crazy because that's usury, Derry.
That 30%?
Yeah, as you're well aware of. But let me give you the flip side of this. I know of another individual who's making over $200,000 a year, who's getting ready to declare bankruptcy, okay, who, if he was sat down and put under a Chapter 13, could reorganize everything and pay everybody off over the next 5 or 6 years. But you know something, Derry? They're going to discharge him of close to $200,000 worth of liabilities, and he's laughing all the way to the bank. I don't think that's right.
No, it isn't, and we've seen this time over and over and over again.
You bet. And now
it's definitely been misused. There's no doubt about that.
Well, and now they're starting to allow you to put your taxes into bankruptcy, where if you're backed up with the IRS, you wipe it out through bankruptcy. That was never allowed years before.
Now, was that in this bankruptcy bill?
No, it was already there prior to this bill, but that's been, and I never thought it was done, but I had a fellow that came up to me, very close friend, said he had over $1 million dismissed that he owed to the IRS. And of course, now he's in the system and he's paying his taxes. And so I guess the IRS looked at it as now we have a good tax paying citizen and he's going to go and sin no more. And again, I'm not trying to give anybody advice on this. I mean, you need to consult with your attorneys and your accountants. But there are some pretty crazy things that are done in bankruptcy, Derry. And I think it's time that we did clamp down on that because let's face facts. If all those costs, Derry, all those losses are passed on to me and you in the form of higher costs of doing our banking. Derry, I never used to have to pay for checks and all that kind of stuff.
No, we didn't.
I mean, you know, now they're charging me for every check we write. And I mean, I've had bank fees on certain months that were $1,000. Now, of course, we're a big corporation and we do millions of dollars worth of business, but I've had months where it was $1,800 worth of banking fees.
Now, my bank pays 1% on a passbook. 1%. Yet they charge 7 point something if you go in to borrow a 6 month note.
Isn't that amazing? And they can go to the Fed and borrow the money for under 3%, and yet they'll lend it out on a home mortgage at 7%. I mean, look, the banking industry has always been a good industry, and it all boils down to this. There's no perfect solution to anything, but it all starts with personal responsibility, Derry, and this is where I really have a problem with the social liberals. They've taught a victim mentality that nobody should be responsible for anything, and the chicks are coming home to roost.
You know, I go into any town, small or large, what's the newest, fanciest building in town?
The bank.
The bank. See, I tell my banker, I said, don't add on. They're working on that bank. I said, hey, I'd rather bank in an old junky bank that doesn't charge but 3 or 4% interest.
Amen.
Hey, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Want to look good and feel great?
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
How are you getting along with your new book?
Well, you know, Atomic Iran, that's the one I wrote the foreword to. The book I'm writing now, Black Gold Stranglehold, will be out October 11th. But tomorrow's the official release of Atomic Iran. Dr. Corsi's back with Good Morning America, and I think he's on Hannity and Combs tonight. It's already sold, Daria. You're sitting down 195,000 copies.
Really?
It's even been officially released. And it's going to be outrageous. A matter of fact, I, in our newsletter, if people call and get the newsletter at 800-289-2646, I've actually reprinted my forward to the book and given you a little inside the book where you don't have to spend $26 to get some of the information. And by the way, people can call us and I can get them a heck of a discount off the $26.95 if they want the book. But now, Derry, I got to tell you something. With everything that's coming out of the Middle East right now, this book will probably sell a million copies because we name names. We tell we show where. Hey, Derry, you know, follow the money. Okay, if you follow the money, you're going to find out where the power is. And we've tracked the money from a gentleman back in the East Coast that's connected to certain groups in Iran that have been funneled into John Kerry's presidential campaign, Hillary Clinton's senatorial campaign, Joseph Biden's campaign, Ted Kennedy's campaign. Matter of fact, they've already come out and started attacking Dr. Corsi already, saying he's a goofball and he's a this and that. But when you read this book, Derry, it's going to stand the hair up on the back of your neck. And I know you'll be one of the very first people to get an interview with Dr. Corsi. I imagine sometime this week we can have him with you. because you're a friend of the family. This can be an incredible book, Derry. I mean, it take too long to explain everything, but we show you the photographs of the Bushehr power plant, the Arak heavy water plant. We show you where the centrifuges are. Iran's making a bomb, Derry. It's just that simple. They're making a bomb. They're snubbing their nose at the EU3, and America is going to have to do something rather quick. Now, there's word on the street that Israel's going to beat us to the punch, and now there's threats that if we intervene in Iran, Al-Qaeda's going to start bombing, when I say bombing, you know, with improvised explosive devices, the Saudi oil complex, the Iranian oil complex, United Arab Emirates complex. They're going to try and shut down the production of oil in the world, especially at $57 a barrel that we know the tailspin that could create. There's also news that El Zarqawi is trying to move or get into South America right now and come up through Central America to cross the Mexican border to get into America. We have good reason to believe, and if you read the book, you'll understand why, that he may have either some dirty nuclear waste with him and or maybe even a small piece of uranium-235 yellow cake to try and set off an explosive in America. It wouldn't level a city. It's not like it would be a, you know, like a nuclear bomb, Derry. But
like Hiroshima.
Right. It would be a dirty bomb, which would spread radioactivity everywhere and scare the death out of millions of people.
Hey, let's take a break. This will be the last break of the hour. We will return.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-320-2613. That's 1-800-320-2613. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months of $140 value. 1-800-320-2613. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/30/105. Call now.
Gold just hit a new 16-year high, and the dollar just hit a new 9-year low. Friends, let's do some simple math. Since 2001, gold is up 55%, was $280, now it's $435 an ounce. Just like Swiss America and I have been telling you for years, gold is still the buy of a generation. And Swiss America is a company I want you to call at 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN. Protect your assets from a falling dollar, which boils down to a rising cost of living and rising gold prices. Experts say gold could double. Do the math, please. I don't want to say I told you so again in the year 2005. So call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN, to get their free newsletter and the latest CD, which is a $25 value. That's 1-800-BUICOIN.
And we have returned. You know, you're talking about the Mideast, and I don't guess Taiwan, you don't consider that Mideast, but anyway, it's one of the Eastern Bloc.
Far East.
Far East, yeah. I've been to Taiwan on three different occasions on these groups where we go to Taiwan. Well, I've been to China, Taiwan, and South Korea with the Secretary of Agriculture, and then a couple other times, I think with the corn growers once, but we try to get these countries to buy our grain and produce that we have here in the United States. But this has been, my goodness, 15 or longer years ago that I was last in Taiwan, and it's kind of a fun thing because we met with some Taiwanese there that actually came over, and we had a big pig roast in our backyard for them when they came to America.
Huh.
But the United States is obligated through treaties, if I'm not misinterpreting this, but I think we've signed treaties with Taiwan that we will protect them in case of an emergency. In other words, if China were to attack Taiwan, wouldn't we be in war with China?
You're absolutely correct, Derry. Matter of fact, that's why you have Condoleezza Rice over in the Middle East, which I find comical. I mean, you see her sitting in them big chairs, looks like Lily Tomlin sitting in a chair playing that old little girl she played.
Yeah.
But she's over there negotiating all that right now, because you're right. There's a big question of how many arms are going to be allowed to be sold to China, and the nuclear proliferation of Pakistan launching that missile the other night with 1,200 miles range capability to deliver a nuclear weapon, and now China saying they need more protection. And I mean, it's a frightening scenario over there, and China has shown that they may want Taiwan back. And if they go after that, America is bound by treaty, you're absolutely correct, to protect Taiwan's bacon.
There's no doubt but what China wants them back.
Absolutely.
How far will China stick its neck out to get them back? That's the point.
Well, and you know why they want them back, Derry. They're very, very successful financially.
Well, you know the difference is because they're a democracy, and I guess they're a democracy. At least they're free market people.
That's correct. Let me tell you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they're seventh in the major foreign holders of Treasury securities of the United States of America. In December of 2004, the year 2004, they bought $58.8 billion worth of U.S. Treasuries from the United States. They're the seventh largest holder of Treasury notes of the U.S. So we have a major vested interest there. And, you know, I started thinking about it this morning in my quiet time, and I know we're short of time here, Derry, but just think about the world, the Terry Schiavo thing, the murdering of this little 9-year-old girl, the craziness that's going on in the world, the debt, the deficits, the trade imbalances, the dollar, the lies we hear off Wall Street. I mean, it's just, we're a world that's gone off its rocker, Derry. And, you know, what has to happen? If the foundations be destroyed, the Bible says, what do the righteous do? Well, if you look at that whole scripture, it goes back to basics. It goes back to God, family, going back to what made this country great, what the founding fathers believed in, that all men are given inalienable rights by their creator, and that truth should prevail over lie. And I think we're quickly moving in that direction, Derry, because things are getting worse by the moment.
But we have a lot of political correctness to overcome.
Boy, and how.
I saw there's a story out. I saw it last week, and it's a more detailed story on it today. But right over here, just across the river from St. Louis, a little 14-year-old girl was going to an abortion clinic without her parents' consent. And somehow the parents got tipped off. And the mother, now, I can't say the mother is now in jail, but the mother was arrested because she tried to talk her to go
amazing?
In and tell her daughter, don't do this, don't do this.
I mean, think about that.
14-year-old kid,
and a mother can't be a mother.
And the mother couldn't even go and talk to her. They had her arrested and taken out in a police car. And we're out of time, Craig.
Good being with you, Derry.
It's time to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Stay connected. to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.